Sorry, good. It says good morning. Good evening, you utter mother truckers, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Live.
Brought to you by the Hutton Orbital Radio News crew of Rudolf Hucker and Dick Chafing.
In tonight's slightly unhinged broadcast, delayed action bonkers finally strikes.
Commander Ranforth survives a virtual hospital trip.
Discord at Hutton Orbital as Alien arrives.
Van Manen confirmed as location of mysterious robot tomb.
Lacon in surprise, free upgrade for all truckers. When the Hutton expansion team headed for Bonkers, there were two very clear instructions. Number one, we want the system. Number two, don't lick the toads. We assumed, which is always a dangerous action, that the team would take the system and in doing so, get Bonkers. Instead, they forgot number two and managed to take Mini instead, which, despite being Mini, was in fact the largest station in the system. This left us bereft of Bonkers. Bonkers has been used over the intervening months by non-Hutton commanders. Are there such things? To bash us on the bonts, boot us in the balls, and become a bastion of bedlam each time there are battles anywhere in our little bubble. Yes, everyone else has been going to Bonkers and going bonkers. It was high time that Hutton was more bonkers than everyone else. Alvin put his paw down. A secret group of commanders, the very hush-hush and utterly denied by everyone, hot shit team, who don't exist and we don't talk about, came up with a plan. It was simple. During our other wars, to just ignore Wolf 25 completely. Pretend we weren't looking. Hide from it. And in due course, the right faction who just happened to own Bonkers would rise up and challenge us. Whereupon we would count to three, pull out the pin, and lob the hand grenade of Hutton Boom at them, and stand well back. Which they did. We got a pending war. The handy hand grenade of Alvin went boom. We got a lead and walked into first place again, bolstered by Lael Wolf, after a 24-hour delay, handing multiple massacre missions for much money in the vicinity of both Mini and Bonkers. Ladies and gentlemen, by the end of the week, Hutton can proudly proclaim that we came, we saw, and we went totally bonkers.
Worrying news from Valhaling this evening. It turns out that after barricading himself into his asp, after a disagreement with the ship's hatch, Commander Ramforth was admitted to the infirmary with an acute case of Viking rage. Ever since, he has been under the tender ministrations of Valhaling's finest medical staff. Part of this treatment has involved some VR therapy. To calm his inherent Vikingness, he was placed into a VR environment reminiscent of his ancestral lands. Ice, frozen trees, deep fjords. The designers were very proud of those bits, very wiggly and complex. And even some native wildlife, aurora borealis displays, and blasts of cold air were on tap. Commander Ramforth took to his treatment so well that during one VR outing, he hunted, slew with his bare hands, and devoured a deer raw. Unfortunately, as he wasn't actually in his Viking homeland, that involved dismembering a passing delivery robot before chewing it thoroughly and swallowing some rather valuable computer parts. He has since been in surgery to remove bits of robot from his lower intestine. Doctors are amazed that not only is he completely unscathed from the experience, but that he appears to have fully digested their rubber wheels. He is, however, complaining of a bad back. Get well soon, Commander Ramforth.
there was discord at Hutton Orbital yesterday as Alien arrived offering help. After some mild confusion at the outset, we realized that it was that alien, not the alien kind, and it wasn't disharmony, dissent, and disagreement that was normally associated with alien visits, but Discord, the Hutton ops and text communication tool. Alien struck a note with a suggestion on Discord and has established a new channel dedicated to the dissemination of data from the desk of the Major General Nocte Vegas. The daily mission update, data on systems and mission briefing, is now being duplicated on Discord, along with clear instructions for commanders to not do the wrong bloody thing during war, or words to that effect. This effort is being led by Commander Alien on behalf of the truckers, as well as a thorough update to our electronic IFF, yes, Identity Friend or Foe system, which is more colloquially known as the WTFIT system for tagging enemies of Hutton. There are a number of useful tools for the other teams, including a which system are we likely to expand into next, given that the next expansion is coming from George's Pants tool, also known as the Pop Bubble, and where the hell can I find 4A frameshift drives near Flossie's diddly-doo-dah hub facility. All very exciting. We also have a pet frog bear.
In an extension to the news last week that we had taken full control of the Van Maanen star system, with the exception of the permit, which we are still pursuing, and the mysterious Latin words inscribed on the tomb deep within the station, our researchers have opened the outer layers of the tomb and discovered a picture of a wrecked alien ship and the words Ego sum, ego pulvis, et qui in sordibus est sordis cat mandare. The team have been struck down by what appears to be a series of strange mishaps. The lead scientist caught the hem of his lab coat in the paper shredder and ended up losing a leg. The security detail mysteriously slipped on a wet floor that didn't have a wet floor sign on it and broke his neck. Xenolinguist had a fatal asthma attack after breathing the dust in from the decades-old tomb. The surviving member of the research team, the T-Boy, ran away screaming about glowing red eyes and hasn't been seen since. All very scary. If anyone has any idea what is going on at Van Maanen, please do tell us before this all gets out of hand.
And finally, fantastic news from our dear old friend Buck Naked of Lacon Spaceways. In the next few weeks, also known as soon, all Lacon Type 6, 7, and 9 models will be subject to a factory recall and bulkhead upgrade. Yes, Lacon are upgrading all their flagship space trucks with tougher hulls, after regular complaints that pirates found it far too easy to strip the assets of even the boldest trucker using nothing more than a tin opener and a crowbar. Pirates of the Galaxy and Don Antonacci, beware! The combat space cow will soon be harder than nails and have bulkheads twice as thick as my cousin Mary Lou. We will bring you updates as soon as we know more about this free upgrade. That was Hutton Orbital News. We have a full show this evening with more bonkers going on from the Hot Pit team, Flossie and her updates on her diddly-doo-dah doings, information on what's up with Galnet from Commander Witherspoon, and this week, luckily, nothing from Hober. We'll miss Jimmy, though. I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And, now, that was the news. Now a tune dedicated to the war in Bonkers. Enjoy, we'll be back after this tune, so do not touch that dial. Wrong button.